Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the great futurists of our time, for sure. My favorite futurist, no question about that. Author extraordinaire. Look, folks, look for his work, his book, and his film on paradigms. It will change the way you look at the world. Please do that. Check that out on Amazon. Joel, thanks again for being here. Folks, Joel, for almost 10 years now, Joel has been bringing us a light, and he's been shining a light for us into the future on different things that he's seeing that are coming at us. And so many things like 3D printing that you told us about 10 years ago, Joel, yep. Are now becoming part of everyday life and certainly changing industry. So, folks, when Joel speaks, we listen around here. And we have a couple of things this segment. Go ahead, Joel. I'm sorry.
I was going to say we gave everybody a 10-year lead time on that.
We did, yeah. So we have a couple of things that you brought us for this segment regarding health. One of them is longevity. You've got some longevity information to tell us about. And on that topic, though, Joel, first, we talk about wanting to live to be 100. I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100.
Well, and it's an interesting question because we're looking at a potential, and this is I shouldn't even use the word potential. We're looking at the likelihood of two kinds of things happening. One is life extension. That is giving you a healthy, longer life. The second one is anti-aging. We would reverse your aging process and actually make you physiologically younger. Those are the two functions, and I consider them the elephant in the room. Because if you think about the implications of helping everybody live a healthy 40% longer than their genes will tell them they're going to live now, that is an extraordinary situation. And you're right, living to be 100 would be a norm, not an exception.
Well, see, but if you could be productive and healthy and when you're 100, you know. So anyway, back to the technology. This is hormone therapy, right?
Exactly. Yale University has found another pathway to life extension. It's through a hormone called FGF21, which means nothing to us. It's a label that they use.
Well, we're going to call it the Dorian Gray hormone.
Okay, the Dorian Gray hormone. And what's interesting is it works on the thymus, which produces T cells, which makes your immune system really efficient. And what they discovered was when animals and humans grow older, they produce fewer and fewer T cells. So this research is on mice, and it's on expanding their capacity to produce T cells with this hormone. And the end result has been a healthy extension of life by 40%. Now, if we all take our age and say, what would happen if we added 40% to our expected lifespan? That's like 20 to 30 years worth of extension, and it gives you a healthy immune system so that, in fact, what you talked about, can I be productive? Can I do something? Actually, if you think about Social Security, you'd better do something.
That's exactly right. We baby boomers are taking care of our children, our parents, I should say, as I have done, Joel, as you've done recently, and we've taken care of our parents at the end of their lives. That's put us right in the face of our own mortality, and so we think about, we're not just thinking about will we live longer, we're thinking about what will our longer life look like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think
living longer, I found out with both of my parents, there's worse things than being dead.
And that's a sad thing to say, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, but I won't say this for anybody else, but I say this for myself. I don't want to be a barnacle on the keel of humanity.
Right.
I don't want to drag everybody else down.
you know, my parents both lived to be in their 90s and had dementia the last year and a half of their life. So they lived a very,
that's
very
not too
good
bad.
Life.
Yep. Not too
but
bad.
But they also said exactly what you said, which is, I don't want to be hanging on just to hang on.
So longevity research, folks, through a hormone of the thymus is what they're working on. So it may, you know, may not help my generation, but maybe the younger folks, maybe that's something they got look forward to. Let's talk about cataracts. Quick review of the cataract. You got about a minute and a half, Joel. What's going on with cataracts?
Very quickly, cataracts. We all know about people who have them and had them surgically removed. Expensive
in their eyes.
That's right. They have the World Health Organization has been looking at cataracts. About 20 million people are have it so bad they're blind worldwide. And what has happened is researchers have found a new compound which, if dropped into the eye, at least partially restores the sight and gives us a pathway for an eye drop that could, in fact, eliminate cataracts.
Does it dissolve the cataract? Because the cataract is a physical, it's a physical like a cloud, like a scar tissue almost, that gets inside your eye that they just suck out when they do the surgery and put a new lens in.
Exactly. This is called... you're talking about crystallins, which is the compound that is transparent and flexible. And what cataracts do is they cloud that up, turn it actually into an amyloid. We've all heard that word amyloid connected with Alzheimer's. And this partially breaks up that clustering so that you can see. And what the researchers have said is they don't have it exactly right yet, but they now understand the mechanism. And that's 80% of the problem solved.
And if they can do that... If they can do that, you can, you know, my grandchildren may take a vitamin, start taking a vitamin to prevent them from ever having cataracts one day.
Very well, or at least have these drops as the last, resort. Yep.
Hold on to that thought. JoelBarker.com, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to check out his website. You'll thank me later. Tintail, stay with us. You're marrying music, man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.